Welcome to the RHSV Podcast Walks. This is the first of a series of podcast walks designed to provide information about sites in the western section of the CBD and West Melbourne. Sites visited in this walk include the Gill, Queen Victoria Market, St James's Old Cathedral and the Flagstaff Gardens. The walk is divided into segments with information provided about each site, plus directions for locating the next site on the walk. When you hear this sound, use the turn off or pause button on the media player to stop the podcast until you reach the next site. During the walk, roads will need to be crossed. Every endeavour has been made to indicate places to cross roads at the safest crossing points, but each individual is responsible for their safety during the walk. We hope that you enjoy this opportunity to explore this part of Melbourne. This walk commences at the entrance to the Royal Historical Society of Victoria at 239 Beckett Street. The walk begins at the former Army Medical Corps Drill Hall on the southern corner of William and Beckett Street, Melbourne. The site was continuously occupied by the Army from 1866 to 1988. From 1866, the small weatherboard West Melbourne Orderly Room and the adjoining drill hall was used by Colonial Volunteer Forces. In 1900, a contract was signed for the construction of new weatherboard quarters at the eastern end of the site. All were demolished for the Medical Corps buildings. The Australian Army Medical Corps headquarters was built between 1938 and 1939 by J. Whitehaw, Richmond, at a budget cost of £25,947. The architect was George Hallandall of the Victorian section of the Department of the Interior Works Branch. The featured materials in this late 1930s building are brick and plaster. Visitors appreciate the strong vertical and horizontal lines, fluted pilasters, arches, keystones, coffered ceilings, built-in seats, Dutch or stable doors, and the quality of the work of bricklayers, plasterers and carpenters. The principal entrance to the building is at 239 Beckett Street, and it is here that the words Army Medical Corps and the badge of the Corps are pressed into the cement cornice. Of the numerous additional entrances to the building, the one on William Street leads to the officers' mess. The functional and utilitarian building has two large drill halls with offices along their northern side. The drill halls are separated by a public entrance foyer which leads off Beckett Street. Messes are placed at the centre of the building for sergeants and at the east and west ends of the building for other ranks and officers respectively. The building was the result of both the defence build-up just prior to World War II and the end of the 1930s Depression, when a government-sponsored construction was used to employ tradespeople. The Army Medical Corps' new building was purposely designed to provide a centrally located building for the administration, organisation and implementation of training, research and advice in medical, hygiene and hospital procedures, provision of services and the issuing of stores and payroll. Post-war use of the building to 1988 included Medical Corps reserve training, premises for the 3rd Psychological Unit, Army publicity with printing equipment, intermittent drill training including rehearsals for legacy shows and garaging of vehicles. By 1990, the building had been added to the Heritage Victoria's Historical Building Register as being of statewide architectural and historical significance. Since August 1999, the western end of the building has been used as the premises of the Royal Historical Society of Victoria, as its administrative centre to house the Society's library, images and manuscript collections, and as a space for exhibitions and lectures. Members of the public are welcome to visit between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Monday to Friday. Across Will Street, at the northern end of the building, is the Gill, on the corner of Beckett Street and Will Street, the next location on our walk. The Red and Cream Brick Building at 217 to 219 Beckett Street, on the corner of Will Street, known as the Gill, now houses luxury apartments. However, this building had very different uses in the past. Built in the 1880s, the building was the premises of T. Frame and Company Proprietary Limited, box manufacturers until 1926. The building was converted to provide dormitory-style accommodation for homeless and alcohol-dependent men, and in 1929 was opened as a Salvation Army home for men. This accommodation centre replaced the Elevator Men's Home in Lonsdale Street. Joseph Gill was a successful businessman engaged in shipping and wool brokering, and was also a Riverina pastoralist. When he died in 1926, he left most of his estate to further the work of the Salvation Army in New South Wales and Victoria. A portion of the bequest was to be used for acquiring premises for housing homeless men, and this money was used to establish the premises in Beckett Street. The building was named in his memory the Gill Memorial Home for Men, generally referred to as the Gill. The building could accommodate up to 500 men, and one floor of the building was set aside without charge for destitute men. The Gill was open to the men in the evening, and during the day they were left to their own devices. A building opposite the Gill was purchased by the Salvation Army as a day centre for the use of the men, providing an alternative to the men having to spend all their daytime hours outside in all weather conditions. The men would return to the Gill in the evening. A former army nurse recently visiting the RHSV recounted the experiences of army nurses in the 1950s, marching outside the Army Medical Drill Hall in Beckett Street, being watched by queues of men waiting to be admitted to the Gill. The Gill was a great improvement on the previous premises managed by the Salvation Army. However, there were limitations to its functioning as accommodation for the homeless, as it did not have a lift and air conditioning was not a viable option. Over the years, the number of men using the Gill decreased, so the Salvation Army conducted a demographic study of the social needs and trends of the homeless before deciding to close the Gill and the day centre. The properties were sold in 1998, and the service for the homeless was replaced by the Flagstaff Crisis Accommodation Centre. Continue walking to the Beckett Street and Queen Street intersection. Cross the road to the other side of Beckett Street and turn left into Queen Street, walking towards the Queen Victoria Market. Our next stop is the building at 375 Queen Street. The impressive grey two-storey building at 375 Queen Street, on the corner of Queen Street and Franklin Street, in 2010 is the premises of an Indian restaurant, the Empress of India. The building was built by master stonemason James Lawrence around 1860 as his own residence. It is listed by the National Trust as a building of cultural heritage significance and is also listed in the Victorian Heritage Database. The ground floor of the building is bluestone, while the upper story is sandstone, suggesting that the building may have originally been constructed as a single-story building. There is a record of a two-story building being on the site in 1895. James Lawrence formed a partnership with William Kane in 1853, and they were responsible for a number of building projects in Melbourne over the years, including the West Wing of the Melbourne Hospital, London Bank of Australia, Bank of Victoria, Goldborough and Company Wool Store, and the Melbourne Town Hall. After Lawrence left his residence, the property had a number of owners, including a doctor who used the premises for a time for his practice and residence. By the 1930s, a number of banks set up branches close to the Queen Victoria Market. The ESNA Bank had a branch at 422 Queen Street for several years, and around 1931, the Bank of New South Wales purchased the former Lawrence property as their market branch. For many years, the manager of the bank was listed as living on the premises. Use the pedestrian crossing near the corner of Franklin and Queen Streets and continue along the eastern side of the Queen Victoria Market car park until you arrive at the John Batman Monument. The John Batman Monument is located on a section of the car park used by visitors to the Queen Victoria Market. John Batman is credited with being one of the founders of Melbourne. In 1835, an expedition party in the sloop, the Rebecca, originating from Launceston, Tasmania, and led by Batman, arrived in Port Phillip Bay looking for land for a new settlement. The expedition explored part of the Yarra River, and on the 8th of June 1835, Batman wrote in his diary, "This will be the place for a village." When Batman's party of intending settlers arrived at the Yarra on the 2nd of September, they were dismayed to discover that a party of settlers organised by John Pascoe Faulkner had arrived on the 30th of August. It was eventually agreed that there was plenty of land for both groups of settlers. John Batman's time in the new settlement was brief, as he died in 1839. He was buried in the Melbourne General Cemetery, located at the time where the Queen Victoria Market is now located. There was no headstone. When the cemetery was deregistered in 1922, Batman's remains were reburied at the Faulkner Cemetery. On Saturday the 3rd of June 1882, a memorial to John Batman was erected over his grave, acknowledging his contribution as a founder of Melbourne. It was felt that it was not fit that the site of his grave was not adequately marked. The bluestone monument was designed by J.W. Brown and stands 10 feet high, surrounded by wrought iron railings. Funding for the memorial was raised by public subscription, and the construction of the monument cost £120. In 1922, the monument was moved to the banks of the Yarra near the Swan Street Bridge, but was later relocated to its original site. Continue along Queen Street to Shed K, and then turn right and cross to the Car Park Pay Station, and from there, carefully cross the open area near the flagpoles on the corner of Therry Street. On the corner of Queen Street and Therry Street is a monument entitled Passage that was created by Mark Stoner and erected in 1994 to acknowledge the existence of the Melbourne General Cemetery on this site between 1837 and 1917. The monument was designed to evoke the timelessness and symbolism of an ancient Egyptian pyramid. Stonemasons Huntley Barton and Brian Johns worked Stoner's design by hand, using a material Stoner chose for its link to the foundings of Melbourne. In the footpath beside the monument is an illustration of the extent of the cemetery taken from an 1863 map. The monument is a memorial to the bodies that are still buried under the car park and buildings of the surrounding Queen Victoria Market. Melbourne's first official cemetery, now known as the Old Melbourne General Cemetery, was established in 1837 on part of 15 acres of Crown land set aside by Governor Richard Bourke as part of the plans for the township of Melbourne. The site was bounded by Peel, Franklin, Queen and Fulton Streets. Fulton Street no longer exists, but was once situated just north of the intersection of Queen and Therry Streets. The first burial in the cemetery is said to be that of John Smith, a shepherd, in 1837. By the 1850s, space available for burials was diminishing, and a new Melbourne General Cemetery was opened in Carlton in 1853. Crown land was also set aside for a cemetery at Faulkner. In 1854, it was declared that burials in the old cemetery could only occur if sites had already been allocated. However, some burials were made at the site until 1917. As the population of Melbourne expanded and the need for markets grew, the council acquired land on the cemetery site next to the retail meat and fish market on the corner of Victoria and Elizabeth Streets. In 1878, the first three sheds of the Queen Victoria Market was opened. The market needed more room for expansion, so in 1917, the Melbourne General Market's Land Bill was passed to endorse the transfer of all human remains from the site, allowing expansion of the market to proceed. This decision was met with considerable opposition from both the public and church authorities. Between 1920 and 1922, 914 bodies were exhumed and reinterred in other cemeteries around Melbourne. Most of the exhumed bodies were reinterred at the Faulkner Cemetery, in a special area known as the Old Pioneers Section. However, it is believed that up to 9,000 bodies are still buried beneath the market site. No record of these names exists. By 1936, the Queen Victoria Market had expanded to take up the entire Old Melbourne General Cemetery site. Continue along Therry Street towards Elizabeth Street, stopping at the Market Produce Sculpture outside the Queen Victoria Market Dairy Hall. The oldest part of Queen Victoria Market is the area bounded by Elizabeth Victoria, Queen and Therry Streets. It was known as the Lower Market. The original plan for the site in 1857 was that of a fruit and vegetable market. However, instead it became a livestock market until 1867. In 1868, a brick building was constructed in Elizabeth Street as a wholesale meat market, but then became a retail fish and meat market. The Queen Victoria Market came into being in 1878 when market sheds were built and used for the wholesale and retail of fruit and vegetables. In 1880, market shops were built in Elizabeth Street. The Queen Victoria Market Dairy Produce Hall was built in 1929 and was the last major building constructed in this section of the market. Many of the Art Deco features of the building remain, including the marble counters. With the development of multicultural Melbourne, the Dairy Hall has become the Deli Hall, providing a wide range of food. Continue along Therry Street and turn left into Elizabeth Street, where you will pass a variety of shops, including the head office of the Queen Victoria Market, until you arrive at the corner of Victoria Street. The building on the corner of Elizabeth Street and Victoria Street is the Meat Hall. It was built in 1868 and is currently home to butchers, fishmongers and poultry traders. A major feature of the building is the mural above the entrance to the building in Elizabeth Street. In 1877, construction began of the Upper Market, the section bounded by Queen, Victoria, Peel and Franklin Streets. Initially, five sheds were built in the northern section, but by 1930, all the land had been built upon. One of the original sheds in the market is Shed F. The Queen Victoria Market is a busy and colourful place to explore. Trading days are Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Tours of the market are also available. On market days, take time to explore the market, then exit onto Peel Street at Shed F. If the market is closed, walk along Victoria Street to Peel Street, then turn left until reaching Shed F. Cross Peel Street via the traffic island, then turn left and walk to Dudley Street. Turn right into Dudley Street and cross William Street, watching out for traffic turning right. After crossing Milton Street, the next site is number 58 Dudley Street. Number 58 Dudley Street was the birthplace of one of Australia's famous soldiers, General Sir John Monash. Built in 1862, this two-storey terraced house is typical of the many terraced buildings in inner Melbourne at that time. John Monash, the son of Polish-Jewish immigrants Louis and Bertha Monash, was born on the 27th of June 1865. After attending schools initially at Richmond and then in Geraldine, when the family moved temporarily to New South Wales, he completed his schooling at Scots College. Over a number of years, he studied arts, engineering and law at the University of Melbourne. Monash had a varied engineering career, working on a number of projects including the building of the Prince's Bridge, the Outer Circle Eastern Suburban Railway Line, and was later employed by the Melbourne Harbour Trust. From 1894, he and a friend worked in private practice as civil, mining and mechanical engineers and patent agents, while from 1897 he became involved with legal engineering work. Bridge building projects and manufacturing concrete pipes culminated in the formation of the company Reinforced Concrete Ammonia Pipe Construction Company Limited. While gaining experience in the world of engineering, Monash furthered his interest in the military. Monash's initial military experience was at university, where he joined the University Company of the 4th Battalion Victorian Rifles. He then joined the North Melbourne Battery of the Metropolitan Brigade of the Garrison Artillery. By 1893, he was senior subaltern in the Garrison Artillery, promoted to captain in 1895 and became a major in 1897. After 11 years in command of the North Melbourne Battery, Monash joined the Victorian section of the Australian Intelligence Forces Militia. He also studied military history and by 1930 was in command of the 13th Infantry Brigade with the rank of Colonel. At the outbreak of the First World War, Monash was appointed to command the 4th Infantry Brigade, Australian Imperial Force, and served in Gallipoli, Egypt and France. In 1916, Monash was promoted to Major General and took command of the 3rd Division. In 1980, he received a knighthood. After the war, he was responsible for organising the repatriation of 160,000 Australian soldiers back home. In 1920, Monash became General Manager of the State Electricity Commission of Victoria. Other roles included that of Vice-Chancellor of the Melbourne University. He was also actively involved in the project to build a Shrine of Remembrance. Sir John Monash died in Melbourne on the 8th of October 1931. He was accorded a state funeral and was buried at the Brighton Cemetery. The name Monash is commemorated in many institutions and facilities in Victoria, including a university, a municipality and a freeway, as well as a statue near the shrine. The house where he was born is today used as an adult entertainment establishment. Continue walking to King Street, then at the intersection cross Dudley Street and King Street. Continue walking along King Street until arriving at Sir James's Old Cathedral on the corner of Batman Street, opposite the Flagstaff Gardens. St James's Old Cathedral on the corner of Batman Street and King Street, opposite the Flagstaff Gardens, is also known as the Church of the Pioneers. The church was originally located at the corner of Little Collins and William Streets. It was built to replace a timber pioneer church used by members of various denominations. Charles Latrobe laid the foundation stone for the new church in 1839, and the unfinished building was opened as a Church of England place of worship on the 2nd of October 1842. The building was completed in 1847. Robert Russell designed the colonial Georgian-style church built on bluestone footings with sandstone walls. St James's Church was consecrated as a cathedral in 1853. After the opening of St Paul's Cathedral in 1891, it was reverted back to a parish church. By 1909, the land upon which the church stood was considered too valuable to be occupied by a church building, particularly after congregational numbers had dwindled. The church building was therefore relocated piece by piece to its present site, where it reopened for worship in 1914 after being rotated by 90 degrees to suit the new location. Retrace your steps back to the corner of Dudley and King Streets, cross at the traffic lights over King Street and enter the Flagstaff Gardens via the ramp. The next site is the entrance to the Flagstaff Gardens on the corner of King and Dudley Streets. Walk up the inclined pathway and pause at the top of the rise, then look at the view on the right. This was the location of Flagstaff Hill, where, in 1840, an octagonal-shaped signal station was built. Had dormier windows in its sloping roof through which telescopes were trained towards the bay. Signal flags were also stored in this building, which was the residence of the officer in charge. The flags were hoisted on a tall mast and used to alert the people in Melbourne of shipping movements. An observatory built near the flagstaff began operation on the 1st of May 1857, but the signal station closed with the arrival of electric telegraphy. The early settlers would have enjoyed the panoramic views of the bay from this point before buildings obstructed the view. A petition was taken up in 1862 by a number of West Melbourne residents who were concerned at the deterioration of the area around Flagstaff Hill once the electric telegraph had linked Melbourne and Williamstown. It had become nothing more than a tip and quarry, and as a result of the petition, the area was enclosed as a recreational reserve and thus the Flagstaff Gardens were established. Developed along similar lines to the Fitzroy Gardens at the other end of the city, the Flagstaff Gardens have continued to provide a green open space which is enjoyed by both city workers and local residents. The gardens have been classified by the National Trust of Australia, Victoria, and are listed by the Australian Heritage Commission. Monuments in the garden include a tablet erected in 1950 to commemorate the centenary of Victoria's separation from New South Wales on the 11th of November 1850. After Queen Victoria had made the declaration about Victoria's separation from New South Wales, a bonfire was lit at night on Flagstaff Hill to signal the news. A little further along the path is a pioneer monument which was erected 1870 in recognition of those who were interred on Burial Hill. This area has been a burial ground for Indigenous people long before the early European settlers used it for the same purpose and soon became known as Burial Hill. In 1836, a child named William Goodman was the first European to be buried in the cemetery on Flagstaff Hill. Others to be buried here were Charles Franks and his shepherd, both killed on a property on the Werribee River, and a seaman from HMS Rattlesnake, killed when a musket accidentally discharged. After the Melbourne General Cemetery was opened in 1838, the burial area in the Flagstaff Gardens ceased to be used for burials. The Flagstaff Gardens are the final site in this podcast walk. Continue to explore and enjoy the gardens, or on a Monday to Friday between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m, you may like to visit the Royal Historical Society of Victoria across the road at 239 Beckett Street to view one of our exhibitions.